Grain futures. Well, the wheat trade, after whistling higher this past 2 weeks, yesterday ran into roadblocks. If you get our newsletter at heartlandinvest.com, we talked about 720 on Kansas wheat. Got to 718 and a half, and then she stalled. And last night's deliveries were showing about 2 million bushels for Chicago wheat, 3 million almost for Kansas City wheat. Also, bean oil had 400 contracts. So that started a correction last night that's spilled into today, and it's not because of any massive rain forecast. By the way, some areas of eastern Colorado, western Kansas did capture one of those, you know, settle the dust on the gravel road kind of rain, quarter of inch showed up here and there. But it's encouraging that it can rain because you got to, as we always say, prime the pump, so to speak. And, of course, the 10, 11-day forecast, they have hope out there for rain, as they always do. But with the pump primed last night, and, of course, that's part of the other shock effect that the wheat trade's catching a bit today, put a correction in play. And as you look at the calendar, it's last trading day of the month today. Tomorrow's last day of the week, but it's first day of the month. So don't let that drive your brain too crazy. Nonetheless, we got a correction on that trade. Soybeans, they rallied again through $12, again, besting last week's push through $12, but they didn't hold it for now. But we're still higher on the week and higher on the day, as Secretary Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, did make a comment about how we still are on track for a meeting with President Xi and President Trump in mid-May. So that kind of perked up the bean trade here a little bit, along with soybean oil staying higher on the session. So presently, July beans up a penny and a half, 11.98 and a half. November new crop up 3.5 cents at 11.74 and three quarters. Now, after that, it's all downhill. Corn July off 2.75 cents, 4.75. December corn came within one tick of $5, and they had to sell it. But we're just down three on the session right now at 494 and three quarters. Yesterday was the new contract high close for December corn. So a close today at better than unchanged would be another contract high close. We'll see what we get to at 115 today. Wheat trade down 17 and a quarter on the July Chicago, 635 and a quarter. Kansas July just off 12 and three quarter cents at 692. In Minneapolis, July giving up 13 and a half cents to 702. The September contract down 12 and a quarter at 719 and a quarter. Cattle futures heading back higher again after a lower run here this morning. The April contract expired at noon, up $1.60 at 258.47. A possible better cash trade yet this week. The best cash I've seen so far this week is at 257. Box beef higher today again, up $1.69 on the choice, 389.75. Select is higher than choice again, up $3.61 to 389.86. Worth 12 cents more. We got a lot of choice beef out there, a lot of fat animals walking around as everything's being fed well beyond we ever would have years ago without getting docked. Feeder index up 267 to 372.47. The April feeder cattle contract, which will settle this all out in the days to come, it's at 373.87, up 237. On the board, June cattle down 12 cents, 255.12. August up 7, 249.80. Feeder cattle August up $2.22, 374.75. October feeders up $2.05 at 370.80. Hogs getting hit again today, down $1.22 on June, 102.52. July down 87 cents at 105.40. In the gold market, we're climbing $68 to $4,629. Silver July's up $1.94, 74.03. And in the crude oil market today, giving up yesterday's gains, but overnight got as high as 110.93. Now we're down 287 to 104.01. July crude off $2, 98.11. Gasoline near unchanged. Actually, it's down a quarter right now, 3.59. And the June diesel fuel contract off 4 cents a gallon, $4.06. Any questions on commodity trading futures, LRPs, or upcoming hail insurance, we can help you out at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. That phone number and the 800 number at the website. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.